And finally, new rule. The GOP candidates must save us all a lot of time by just telling us which parts of America they don't hate. You know, so many Republicans nowadays speak with unbridled disgust for America's East Coast elites and San Francisco liberals and the Hollywood cesspool and the inside the Beltway mentality and Chicago-style politics. And then they accuse Obama of dividing America. They say, how can we be one nation under God if Democrats keep talking about the two Americas and the haves and have-nots and the 99% versus the 1%? But there are two Americas. We are a nation of haves and have-nots. And when it comes to dividing America, it's Republicans who in recent years have carved out a nation into two distinct territories. There's the heartland, and then there's the rest of the country, a vast, nightmarish wasteland of college professors, museums, and people who recycle. I mean, just think of the list of these parts of America that Republicans are publicly bitching about. Chicago, that lawless hellhole where Obama learned how to thug. Hawaii, the state liberals made up so Obama could become president. Hollywood and San Francisco and, oh, fuck it, let's just say all of California, except for Orange County and the shitty parts of the valley. I mean, just mention Massachusetts with a big eye roll and it's an automatic applause break at the CPAC convention. Taxachusetts. Yeah. You mean the state that's number one in education, number one in health coverage, and is basically where our country started? Yeah, screw them. Honestly, if Sarah Palin were president and terrorists struck New York again, she would say two things. First, is Mount Rushmore okay? And two, well, at least they didn't hit the real America. Democrats don't do this. Jerry Brown doesn't stand under the Hollywood sign and say, now, I don't know if this will play in Texas or down on the farms where they have no values and fuck chickens. But you here in Hollywood are the real Americans. It never happens. Pretty soon, the only parts of America acceptable to the right will be Boise, Idaho, Branson, Missouri, and a nursing home in Florida with the six remaining Cubans who still give a shit about Castro. And yet, somehow, they keep finding more parts of America to hate. Last week, Newt Gingrich blasted New York elites who, quote, live in high-rises and ride the subway. I shit you not, Newt Gingrich called the subway elitist. Because that's the ultimate in hoity-toity travel if you're able to smell pee while a vagrant presses his dick against your thigh. I mean, subway riders, they think they're so great, packed ass to crotch in a shrieking, creaking, lurching, airless underground tube. Why don't they travel like real Americans on a spaceship to the moon? Now, and mind you, Newt made these comments while in Las Vegas. In Las Vegas, he said elitists live in high rises. Unlike real Americans who live in pyramids, pirate ships, castles, and the canals of Venice. Yes, Newt and his fellow Republicans are deep patriots who can't stop loving America, except for the American people. They don't really care for those freaks at all. And especially not elitists. And anyone who's ever learned a foreign language, visited a foreign nation, or read a book that wasn't about a five-year-old going to heaven is an elitist. Because you know where people read, don't you? The subway. All right, that's our show. I'll be at the Majestic in San Antonio on March 4th and in Nashville at the Andrew Jackson Hall March 18th. I want to thank my guests, Al Sharpton, Zanny Mittenbettos, Rehan Salam, Mo Rocca, and Peter Galbraith. And don't forget to watch us now on Overtime. Thank you, folks.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.